Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools officially made peace last night with Matthews, the South Suburban town where a controversial push for municipal charter schools took root. WFAE's Andos Helms has more.
For the past 2 years, tension between the town of Matthews and CMS has threatened to upend the way new schools are built in Mecklenburg County. Those tensions were laid to rest this week with back-to-back votes in Matthews and Charlotte.
I'm just so encouraged at the journey we've been on with our colleagues in Matthews, and I hope that that is kind of a model for what we can do across the community.
That's School Board Chair Elise Dashew speaking just before the school board's unanimous vote Tuesday to put Matthews back in good standing for future construction projects. Moments later, Matthews Mayor John Higdon told the school board that his town commissioners
came to the Captain Obvious consensus opinion that the children in Matthews and all of our towns are better served when our boards work together as partners and not as adversaries.
The clash dates back to a CMS student assignment review, which brought complaints from Matthews town officials. State Representative Bill Brawley of Matthews introduced House Bill 514 to give his constituents an alternative to CMS, town charter schools, which would be funded with municipal taxes and offer priority to students who live inside town limits. By the time that bill passed in 2018, it included three other Mecklenburg suburbs as well, Huntersville, Cornelius, and Mint Hill. Supporters said the bill empowered small towns and offered families options. Critics said it reinforced segregation by letting richer, whiter suburbs create their own schools without actually leaving the countywide district. In response to HB 514, the CMS school board issued an ultimatum to the four towns: renounce any plans to open municipal charter schools, or go to the back of the line for future school construction money. Higdon was elected mayor in November after campaigning against the idea of a town charter school. Monday night, he read a resolution.
And be it now further resolved, the town of Matthews has no intention of pursuing the development of a municipal charter school system anytime in the foreseeable future.
And commissioners approved it unanimously. Huntersville continues to explore the possibility of launching a municipal charter school. In Mint Hill, Brad Simmons, who was elected mayor in November, says he plans to meet with CMS officials and figure out his town's next steps. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms.